Something, beloved, you need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future and he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God.
Anybody else ever leaving God? morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, believers. Jesus, believers all over the world. Is there anybody out there that believes in God? I believe. Jose, are you on here?
Sure.
What's your number? I'm trying to see. Let's get started. I don't see your number. On the blog talk I'm talking about. If you're going to pray this morning, you got to be on the blog talk. Oh, my goodness. 319-527-6068 and press 1. Can you press 1?
Can you hear? Okay.
You need to go to the back of the sanctuary. Hello.
Yeah. How is this? Okay. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, by the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we apply and cover the Jesus believers and everything that concerns us at our workplace in the blood of Jesus. We cover the airways in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I now renounce of witchcraft as sin. And I ask you to forgive me for my sin, where I have engaged in the sin knowingly and unknowingly. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for more than sufficient angels, warrior angels, to assist me in the prayer. In the name of Jesus, I command the entropy and the power of the evil spirits to be zero. Familiar spirits, border spirits, banded spirits, unclean spirits, even human spirits, a spirit of divination, a spirit of infirmity, succubus and incubus, a spirit of lust and whoredoms, dumb and deaf and deaf and dumb spirits, a spirit of fears, creepy and mortician spirits, creeping spirits, etc. I command you power to be zero, along with our effects and influences in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of ungodly thoughts and words, our thought forms, our egregory, drop down to the ground and die. Our ungodly words, our spells, bewitchments, incantations, enchantments, rituals, courses, magic or occurs, white magic, black magic, blue magic, psychic prayers, all lies and words, Lord, that you never initiated, drop down to the ground and die permanently in the name of Jesus. I break the power of courses of witchcraft against family, our workplace, our finances, our health, our career, specifically what I do, I have to do for God. I break your power, thoughts, words, actions, deeds, and effects of me, my family, my health, my career, and my finances, and everything that concerns us. We renounce and command the whiskers intent, enter astral tower intent, to be blood, to be rendered powerless and carelessness in the name of Jesus. And change the soul of the spirit, and cut out of any silver cords, and command the evil human spirit to go with regions Jesus sent to you. I command the vortexes to spin counterclockwise across permanently in the name of Jesus. I praise the eyes or waters in the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft, sorcery and wizardry, or Santeria, Parendo, Mandiombe, Candombre, Duru Hulu, Duelism, Satanism, Freemasonry, and Rosa Cruz, etc. I command it to be zero, to be rendered null, void, and ineffective, along with the effects and influences in the name of Jesus, according to Isaiah 54:17, verse 8, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall run against thee in judgment, that shall condemn. This is a heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the Lord's the righteousness is of me, said the Lord. I ask you, the witches, sorcerers, as cure Jesus. The witches, sorcerers, and wizards have caused us much harm. The border are calling to the works. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the Queen of Heaven and renounce any control, attachment, assignment. I cancel any old contract place for any person living or dead. I break any old board covenants, agreements, rituals, or spells. In the name of Jesus, I break great transference of spirits to necromancy agreements, and any spirit transference to witchcraft on transmittal or transmitted an infirmity that is working against, hindering, blocking, and cancel us, delay. Break your power right now and make it bold and ineffective. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of whiskers on loose to covetousness, envy, jealousy, control, manipulation, and fear. In the name of Jesus, I break, bind, and destroy the spirit of sabotage, the thief, and the destroyer. In the name of Jesus, I break the power, destroy the power, and cancel the assignment of sabotage in my workplace, what I have to do for God. I command your power to be rendered null, void, and ineffective. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that the doors that need to be sought spiritually and naturally in our lives to be sought, and the doors that need to be opened, be according to Isaiah 22:22, which says, a key of the half of David be a laid upon his shoulder, so he sat open and not sat short. And she sat short and not sat open. And John 14:14, which says, you want is must ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. I bring, break and destroy the power of all your spirit name above in the prayer. And any wicked spirit not name do to that or knowing what your name is. You are bound right now in chains and fire or arrow, covered with a proud covering or the blood of Jesus. Never to be or loose by another human or witchcraft, demonic, satanic, or spiritual order in the name of Jesus. In this, of course, these spirits are bound and cast out. Cast them to the pit bound and see them picked up until the day of judgment. What? Or Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And the power of the Holy Spirit. And destroy your body works and the influences of every stronghold that abides with witchcraft, domination, manipulation, control, sabotage, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Go now. Go all the way out. Go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for Holy Spirit to fill me with that you are. I ask you, I need to be filled with your compassion, your love, your joy, your peace, your long suffering, your kindness, your goodness, your gentleness, your faithfulness, or the self-control. Thank you. I destroy or revenge, retaliation, and lack of work. And see the work up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jennifer Roy. Jennifer Roy. Are you on the blog talk? Yeah. I think this is you. Is this Jennifer Roy?
Good morning. Yes, it is.
Okay. You next.
Okay. Help me this morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We come before you with thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts. We know you love us, Father. We know you love your people. Father God, you created us in your image. You created our bodies to work specifically in accordance to how you see the beauty of humankind in your image. This morning we come before you, Father, and we bind all spirits of sickness, infirmity, especially coronavirus and COVID-19. We bind those spirits in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command them to be bound in chains and fetters of iron, covered in a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. We command those spirits to go to the pits right now. Go. We seal you there until the day of judgment by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, right now we lift up your people. We bind the spirit of fear that settled over your people. We bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I command every cell right now, every cell that contains any bacteria, any viruses, any pestilence, I command those things to wither up and die. And for those cells to revert to how you created them to be in your image, Heavenly Father. Right now, Father God, I bind up COVID-19. I bind up pneumonia. I bind up COPD. I bind up bronchitis. I bind up all respiratory illnesses, diseases, and sicknesses that are out of alignment with your will right now, Father God. I command those things to go to the pit in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, I bind all pharmakia and witchcraft operating against us. Any pharmakia and witchcraft operating against us with the intent of causing us to become sick, diseased, infirm. Right now in Jesus' name, I break and destroy the power of all hexes, vexes, curses, spells, all evil right now in Jesus' name. I command all soulless realm power to go to zero right now. Go in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, I just lift up each and every person listening right now, no matter when it is. Right now, Father God, I ask that you loose your holy warrior angels to come and surround us all. Instill in us faith over fear, Father God. We repent for fear. We repent for doubt and unbelief. We know that Jesus is Lord. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I command all sickness, all infirmity to be bound and go to the pits in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, we just ask you to fill us with more of you. We ask you to fill up all these spaces that we've created right now through this prayer, Father God, that you just fill with the power of your own Holy Spirit right now, Father God, and we give you thanks. We choose faith over fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Bola. Can you press 1? Thank you. Bola?
Yes.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come before you today, Lord, by the blood of Jesus. We come by the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. We come by the blood of the sprinkling, the blood, O God, that speaks of healing, that speaks of every healing virtue, Lord, that you have already given us. Lord, we ask, O God, that you will let your people at this time, O God, to believe in you, to trust in you, to appropriate that which you have already done. Open our eyes, Lord. Unstop our ears, Lord. Father, heal the lame. Heal the lame, O God, that we might be able to stand upright and walk, O God. Father, heal our hands, O God, that we might lift them up, O God, in the faith, O God, that you have already given us. Lord, we ask, O God, that you will heal your people. Lord, that you will heal your people, Father, spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, you have done this before. You have done it already, and you will yet do it. Father, heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Father, Lord, heal us of spiritual sicknesses, O God. Father, Lord, I use myself as a point of contact. Lord, you have done so much already. But, Lord, you want us to open our eyes and our hearts, O God. You want us to open ourselves, Lord, that you might fill us, Lord, with yourself. Fill us, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask for healing on the nations in the name of Jesus, the nations of the world that are sick and bowing down with this plague in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, O God, that you will heal us, O God, from being intimidated in our spirits, with being overwhelmed with the thought of how can these things be? How can these things be, Lord? We open up our eyes, O God, and Lord, we see that those that are with us are much more than those that are with the enemy that is marching and marauding upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we see, oh God, that you have sent us help. Help is present with us at this time. We just need to speak that word, oh God, that you have put in our heart. Speak out that word of faith, my God. We are healed. We are delivered. We are whole. Every whit from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing us. We thank you, Lord, for sending us help. We thank you, Lord, for sending us your healing virtue. We receive it, Lord. We receive it in the name of Jesus. We, your people, will receive it on behalf of the sick, of the hurting in the world, in the name of Jesus. Equip us to go forward boldly in faith and declare your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, for those who are hurting, those who are in the hospital, those who are overwhelmed with caring, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you send help. Send your help. Send help, oh God. Heal your people. Lord, you said, oh God, that you cause the sun to shine both on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Lord, you are able to do that which you said you will do. Heal, oh God, we pray. Heal in the name of Jesus. Cause this plague to stop in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By whatever name it is called, the name of Jesus is higher. There is no name, oh God, that is higher than the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you send help, my God, healing virtue in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Monica Nunes, can you press one? Monica Nunes, can you press one so I can see you? On the blog talk. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if it's up here. Let me see who is it? I can't tell. Let me see. Who is this? 5998 is the last four. 5998. Okay. How about Lisa Sykes, can you press one? Lisa, is this you? Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you pray?
Yes. Father, Lord, praise you, Jesus Christ. It's for your son that I'm hearing the name of your God. Jesus, you paid the price for that brutality that I'm dealing with.
I can't hear you. Let me see.
Can you hear me now better?
Yes.
Okay. Father, Lord, we praise you, Jesus Christ. It is through your Son, Lord, that healing belongs to us. Jesus, you paid the price in totality for our healing, O Lord. Your word says it, and we believe it, O God. We present all pain that we are feeling, thinking, or acting to you, God. And we cast all our pain into your loving hands right now, Father God. On the authority of your word and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak to that pain and we bind it right now, God. I curse it and command it to leave our mind and our body. Cease and desist right now. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus over every Jesus Christ believer, oh God, through our body and mind. I loose healing power through Jesus Christ through our mind and body, from the top of our head to the soles of our foot. I declare strength and power right now in Jesus' name. I pray that we should be invigorated from within, O Lord. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the grave resides in us, O God. And we ask that this, too, would quicken our mind and our body. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we receive healing right now. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, make us whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken in our mind, in our body. I declare deliverance right now. Thank you, Father, that you are the Holy Spirit that works in us, Father God, energizing and creating in each one of us power and desire, Father God, both to will and to work for your good pleasure. I bind to rebuke fear that may be trying to come on us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, that in that day of trouble we can call on you and you deliver. We honor and glorify you right now, God. Praise your holy name. We lift you up, God. Thank you that every now, Father God, even now, God, your awesome power is working within us. Every cell, every organ, every tissue, every system is operating the way you created it to. Your anointing is working, Father God, in every part of our mind and our body. It's covered in your anointing, oh God. It is setting us free from oppression of pain. Your word, Father God, you are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. And we praise and give you glory. We love you, Father, for you love us everlasting. Father God, give us wisdom, revelation, and understanding. If anything we should do to walk out our healing, Father God, that is taking place right now. Father God, we seek your guidance. As we go forth from this prayer, remind us to speak scripture over ourselves, oh Father God, in spite of what we feel. Your word is true. We are healed. We are healed. Yes, you are our healer, Father God. Our physician, you're working our healing out right now, Father God. So you paid the price on Calvary, oh God. That all types, physical, physiology, pain, anxiety, mental disorders, Father God, of all sorts, were defeated in totality at the cross, oh God. Therefore, we are resolved, Father God, and restored unto you, whole, whole, Father God. We believe and receive everything that we've interceded, oh, Father God, and we give you glory in advance that this prayer is answered in your wonderful provisions. In Jesus' name we pray, Father God. Father God, I pray in agreement, Father God, that all that are listening would see us. Cast your eyes upon us, O Lord, for you are listening right now and need a touch from your hand, Father God, that you may see our faith, our desires. We praise you, Lord Jesus, Father God, that you can see behind the veil, behind the facade that people put on, Father God, in this world, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, so we commit ourselves. I commit every brother and sister on the TED line, Father God, into your care. And we pray that whatever distractions the devil wants to use to discourage us, Lord God, that you are our joy. And Father God, you will be our joy and our strength. Your word has given us promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father God, it shall not prosper against our mind. It shall not prosper against our body. It shall not prosper against our family's mind and body, Father God. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper, but it shall bring health, Father God. But so that was you sent to do, Father God. And Lord, even as we pray, and our enemy runs to and fro, seeking whom they may devour, God, we stand in the power of the Almighty Jesus Christ by the blood of Jesus that rises up to defeat all evil that we are. Restored in victory, O God. We are whole in you, O God. Oh, Father God, your word is true, and there's none that can come against us if you be for us, O God. Father God, we thank you that our battles that we fight, Father God, not only that we see, Father God, but those that we cannot see that you fight for us on our behalf, O God. We thank you for it, Father God. And we continue, as you continue to watch over our mind. That is shot into the mind, O God. God, I come against it right now, Father God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over the mind and the body right now. Father God, I pray that whatever the enemy sends as a distraction, Lord, that you will use it for our good. I pray that the feelings of fear, doubt, and even feelings of anxiety, oh God, is no more. Hear our prayers, oh God. We take refuge in you, Lord. We trust in you, God. For you are strong, you are courageous, and it's through us, oh Father God, that all prayers, Father God, that we have our strength, Father God, and our being, oh God. For you are our strong power. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, that as we pray, Lord, you remove the burdens that some may be wrestling with, oh God. Every burden that was in the spirit, in the mind, in the body. We thank you for sustaining us, oh God, for delivering us, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Tina, 4635. Who is this, please? 4635. Yeah.
Oh, that's Laura. Oh, that's me. Laura.
Laura, you praying this morning? Are you praying this morning?
I've been praying since about 3. So, yeah, if you'll have me online, I'll be happy to.
Go ahead.
Wow, Holy Spirit, thank you. And thank you, God. You are so great. You are the creator of all things. You predestined who we are. We're on this mission, and you provided everything that stands for us. And I thank you. I thank you for our purpose. I thank you for our gifts and for our talents. I thank you for this deadline and brothers and sisters throughout the world that we've never even met. And I lift them and myself all to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me, Jesus. Help me, Father God. You know what you do every day. You do each and every day, Father. Jesus, Holy Spirit. This morning, we stand before your court. We humble ourselves right here in heaven. And with us who's seated right next to you in heaven, places. And we beg for your mercy, for your understanding. For we don't have a high priest who doesn't know what we're going through and what we are going through. And I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you to forgive us our iniquities and those of our fathers before us. Help give us wisdom and understanding and reveal these things to us so that we can heal and heal our family and our family line. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you. Help remove the veil or any hindrances that have been blinding and binding our mind and our eyes, that would keep us in bondage and keep us from being filled totally with you, whether those be things known or unknown, bad habits, things that have been passed down through cultural, family, or religious, or false religious beliefs. And so, in that, Father, forgive us of those false unbeliefs, but give us a false knowing of who you are, God. And I thank you that you are so great and almighty that there's no way we can truly understand you. But help us, lead us, and guide us in your ways so that we can be fully remade, man and woman made by you. And thank you. Thank you, God. Help restore what the enemy has stolen. And also what we have freely given them.
Yes.
Due to our own sins, due to our own foolishness, our own disbelief, and our unknowing.
Yes.
Help loosen false guilt that might be holding us back from forgetting ourselves, which in turn can help us, help keep us and block us from truly forgiving others. So, Father, I ask you to forgive us. And help us in any unbelief. Help loose us so that we can do good works for you. And so that your light can shine from us on to others. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to just fill us and keep on filling us. Where the things that you reveal to us, we remove as we remove them. Just fill those spaces. Heal those wounds. Heal what our sins have done to our bodies. Whether it be our dry bones. Your word says, ask, can these bones be healed? Yes, I believe. And in belief, get it out and help turn it into belief. Belief in you, Father God, so that we can be restored. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Father God, I ask you to come against that pain that's in our heart, radiates through our whole body. I just break that in the name of Jesus. And I ask that instead that pain be filled with your peace, with your shalom, and just restore any damage that has been done in the name of Jesus. Help us to receive. Forgive us those times when we didn't receive the things that you gave us, that you had right there, and we didn't reach out and accept them. Forgive us, Father God.
Yeah.
Forgive us, for you are the giver of all good things, so that we can be used to give to others. So forgive us our trespasses, and help us forgive those who trespass against them. It wasn't them stealing from us, it was the enemy. And
yeah.
So we just come against us. Help us put on a full armor of God, so that we can be mighty warriors for you, for your kingdom, so that we can maintain the territory that you have set before us, and in fact enlarge the territory, enlarge your kingdom. And I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Your will on earth, Father, help us to discern what is your will for us so that we can complete this mission in right standing, using, receiving, and giving all those things that you've set before us. And I thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Ted Martin. Thank you, Dr. Erica.
Thank you, Jesus. Natasha, where are you? I mean, Natasha, press one.
Yes, yeah, I'm on. Somebody came in through the car.
Thank you, God. I don't see Natasha. I don't see Tina Bracey. Can you press one?
Mercy.
It might be the blog talk. It might just be a lot of people on here this morning. I can't see. All right. If you're on here, Olita, are you on here? I think I could see you, Olita.
Yeah.
Can you pray this morning?
Lord, I thank you this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation,
amen,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and
amen,
the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father
amen.
God, I give you glory this morning, Lord. I give you praise. I give you thanks, Father, for your loving, caring, and kind, dear God. Lord, I ask you to cleanse me and us, Lord, from all of our sins, Lord, from the Garden of Eden, O God, the Tower of Babel, our ancestors to man, Father God. Wash us daily, Lord. Wash us moment by moment in your precious blood, O God. Father God, I thank you this morning, Lord, and I bless, Lord. I bless all my enemies, dear God. I bless them all, as your words say, O God. I bless them, O God. Father God, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to purge my heart this morning, dear God. Father God, and let us be alert, O God. Father God, on these bad behavioral sins, O God, let us always be alert, Lord, that we don't slip, Lord God. Father, we slip, Lord God. Let us be quick, Father God, to repent. Father God, we come against anger this morning, Lord God.
Yes.
You tell us in your Psalm 37, Lord, to cease from anger. Lord, your word tells us not to let the sun go down on our wrath, O God. Father God, purge us, Lord, because your son is soon to return, Father God. Lord God, let us be clean, O God, in the name of Jesus, so we can affect the kingdom of God, Lord. Father God, and cursing, Lord God. We come against cursing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up, cursing spirit, and we cast you into the pit. Father, you tell us not to let any filthy communication come out of our mouth, oh God. And Father God, let us be watchful, those we be around, oh God, because it'll get on us, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, keep us, oh God. Father God, we come against gossiping this morning, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, the enemy will make it seem so juicy to tell this. You tell us not to be talebearers, oh God, going about being busy. Lord, we bind up that spirit in the name of Jesus. It's not becoming to your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we come against pride this morning, Lord. Father God, you say when pride comes, shame comes, oh God. And Lord God, we ask you, oh God, to bind up that spirit of pride in all of us, dear God. No matter how small it is, Lord, it'll grow. Father God, we bind it up right now. We cast it into the pits of hell, dear God. And we ask for your wisdom, oh God, to fill that space of pride, dear God. Father God, we come against hatred this morning, Lord. Oh God, you Lord, you say if any man say he loves you and he ain't never seen you, how can he say he loves his brother, Lord God? You can't hate your brother. You are a liar. You call us liars, Lord. Father God, move that dislike out of our hearts, Lord God. We're not careful, Lord, of turning to hatred, oh God. Father God, we bind up hatred this morning. We cast it in the pits of hell. Hallelujah, dear God. And we release the spirit of love. Hallelujah, Lord, as you say, love each other. And, Lord, we come against that ugly spirit, Lord, that ugly spirit of jealousy, Father.
Yeah.
Father, you said a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Oh, God, keep us fresh and free, Lord, from jealousy, oh, God. Let us compliment our brothers and sisters in and out the world, oh, God. Father God, let us not be jealous, dear God. In the name of Jesus, jealous spirit, we come against you right now. And we bind you up and we cast you into the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, it is not becoming to the saints of God. Father God, and we bind up that forgetting the past. Forget the past. Lord, let us not dwell on the past, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for delivering me, and you're still delivering me from the past, oh God. Father God, you said no man who put his hand to the plow, Lord, if he looked back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. And Father, you said forgetting those things which are behind, dear God, and we reach toward the mark of the high calling. Oh God, Lord, let us do your word, Lord. Let us do your word, Lord, for your word works, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind up that old past spirit. Going back, dwelling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against lying, Lord. Oh, we come against you, you lying spirit, in the name of Jesus. We bind you up and we cast you in the pits of hell. Father, you say six things you hate, hallelujah. Then you said seven are an abomination to you, Lord God. The proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet running to do mischief, false witnesses, and he that soweth discord among the brethren, Lord. Father God, let us not drop little seeds of discord, dear God. Deceitful seeds, Lord God, that are lying seeds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let our garden and our life be filled with seeds of truth, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to deliver us from judging others, dear God. Father, you said, judge not that ye be not judged. Teach us, Lord, to get the mote out of our own eye, dear God. Hallelujah, Lord. Teach me, oh God, to clean out my eyes, oh God, before I try to clean out somebody else's, Lord. Father God, teach your children your attributes. Let us walk in them, dear God. Father God, let it be a part of our being, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up that old judging spirit and we cast it into the pits of hell. Judgment has its place, Lord God. But, Lord, so many times we misplace it, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, to bind up that old disrespectful spirit, dear God. Father God, you tell us to honor all men, Lord. You tell us to love the brethren and to fear God and honor the king. Father God, let us respect all men, dear God. Let us have no better respect for one than the other, dear Lord. For Father God, you don't respect persons, oh God. Father God, you love us all the same, dear God. And Father God, let your ways, oh God, let your will fill our hearts, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're so loving, caring, and kind to us, dear God. Father God, we thank you for a new day, this day, oh God. Father God, that we can serve you, oh God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to sanctify us daily, dear God. Sanctify us in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. Father God, I give you praise, Lord. I give you thanks, Lord. Oh God, I give you thanks how you put joy in our hearts in place of sorrow, dear God. Oh God, I thank you that we can call on you, oh God, in the time of sorrow, dear God. You are good God. You're loving, caring, and kind, oh God. That covers everything, Lord. You care about us, Lord, and you love us, dear God. And I give you praise for my children, oh God. I give you praise for them, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that they love you, Lord God, and they're learning to love you the more daily, dear God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. You keep your word. You keep your word. And I give you praise this morning, Lord. And I ask you to bless this deadline, oh God. And I ask you to bless our apostles, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give you praise for your loving, caring, and kindness. And Father, let us follow your Holy Spirit all the way, Lord God. Let your will be done in us this day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise, Lord. I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. You're coming soon, Lord. Let us be ready, Lord. Let us get our houses in order, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise. And I thank you, Lord, for an opportunity, Lord, to lift up your name corporately, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Natasha. Thank you, Jesus. Natasha. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So, Lord, we are calling on you now to be totally set free. We forgive each and every human who have violated us, violated our innocence of our children. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we release them to you. We pray for the salvation of their souls in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command all generational spirits that are not of God on our mother's side and on our father's side, all the way back to the Tower of Babel to Adam, go in the name of Jesus. Any unclean spirits, any and all ungodly soul ties through sexual relations, go in the name of Jesus. Any and all soul ties established through unhealthy relationships, go in the name of Jesus. Spirit wife, spirit husband, spirit children, come to attention and get out of God's house. Pack your loads and go in the name of Jesus. Any and all transferences of spirits, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Loose us and let us go in the name of Jesus. Separate in the name of Jesus. Separate, separate in the name of Jesus. I command any spirits coming through dreams, fantasies, astral projections, go in the name of Jesus. Get out of our mind, our body, and our will in the name of Jesus. Loose us and let us go. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Any and all generational sins and iniquities, transgressions, and all hidden related spirits, pack your load and go in the name of Jesus. I bind up the seed and the root. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of all generational witchcraft spirits, witchcraft curses,
We command the seed and the root to go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of love magic, love curses, any and forms of love witchcraft. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Any and all spirits hidden in the private areas in the body, go in the name of Jesus. All familiar spirits, go in Jesus' mighty name. All evil spirits, go in the name of Jesus. All transference of spirits through lust in the eyes, go in the name of Jesus. All evil human spirits and perverted intent, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind up any and all spirits manifest through emotional pain, childhood drama, inappropriate touch through molestation, rape, the lust of the eye, any transference through evil human intent, social media, porn, magazines, I come to attention and get out of God's house in the name of Jesus. Spirit of perversion, go in the name of Jesus. Any and all forms of perversion, separate and go in the name of Jesus. I bind up the seed and the root in the name of Jesus. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus against all forms of bondage and hindering spirits, every plot and plan and scheme of the enemy to keep us from true covenant and intimacy between a husband and a wife in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to restore us from any and all emotional pain associated with any of these unclean spirits. Holy Spirit, fill each and every void. Restore our mind, our will, and our emotions. Make us whole again in the name of Jesus. And fill us with your peace so that we may be free. And we may walk in your freedom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you.
6307, your mic is open.
Father God, we come before you this morning with a grateful and sincere heart, Father. Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness toward us this morning. We thank you that you show favor towards us, Father, and that you hear our prayers this morning in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we praise you this morning and always we praise you because you are King of Kings, you are Lord of Lords, you are Alpha and Omega, you are the Ancient of Days, you are the Lily of the Valley, you are the Rose of Sharon, you are our healer, and you are our strong deliverer, and there is none like you in all the earth. I give you praise, Father. Father, as we pray in your name this morning, we ask that you hear our prayers, Father. We love you, Father, and we are asking for your grace and mercy. Father, your word in Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And in Jeremiah 51:20, you said, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." Lord, in the name of Jesus, may we be used this morning as your battle axe and mighty weapons of war. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind and break all principalities, powers, and rules of darkness in this world and spiritual wickedness in any and all high places. I bind and break all airway spirit, and I command you all to the pit, bound in chains of irons and fetters and sealed until the day of judgment. Go, go, go. Go now in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you all. Father, this morning we are coming together to pray about the pestilence that has been called COVID and any other strain associated with COVID. Lord, we know in your word that you spoke of pestilence that was being sent as a judgment upon a people and a nation that walked in utter disobedience and wickedness towards you, Father. Father, this morning we're asking that you have mercy upon us. Have mercy, Lord, upon this land, our people and people around the world. Father, we confess that there is unabashed wickedness in this world, but we are asking, Father, that you have mercy upon us all, Father. You said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Father, I ask that you have mercy on this land. Father, we humble ourselves, Father. We ask that you have mercy on this land and the people in it, Father. Cause us all to repent so that you will heal this land of pestilence and famine and any other plagues that may come, Father. Father, we rebuke the spirit of pestilence off this land and all lands in the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. We repent on behalf of the nation, this nation, and all other nations in the name of Jesus. Father, in Exodus 12, you said, 12 and 7, you said, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses. Those, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Father God, as we pray, we take hyssop and we take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and the upper doorposts of each house for all of those that we are praying for this morning, specifically for each member of Jesus Believers Church and Carolinas and their families and their generational bloodline, the body of Christ, our friends, our enemies, our cities, our counties, our states, this nation and this world, our leaders that are in authority over us, the sick, those in hospitals who are shut in, those in nursing homes and rehab centers, those who are motherless and fatherless, even those that are homeless, Father, the widows, the school children and the teachers, the public-facing workers, Father, the nurses and the doctors, and those who are in prisons and those who don't know you in the pardoning of their sins. Lord, we apply your blood and we ask that you cause the spirit of pestilence to pass over those mentioned in the name above, that is all above all names. Jesus is Lord. We command the spirit of pestilence to bow to the name of Jesus. Bow now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that it is not your will that any should perish but have everlasting life. Father, I ask that you send laborers to deliver the good news of your redemption and salvation to those who are unsaved. I ask that you heal and restore each person that we are praying for, Father, for those who are uncontracted COVID, Father. I ask that you send your laborers to reach them to share what you did for them on Calvary so that they will know your love and your redemption can restore them to health if they confess with their mouths and believe in their hearts that you were crucified on the cross at Calvary for their sins and that you bled and died and went to hell, took the keys to hell from Satan and set the captives free, and that you rose on the third day with all power in your hands, Father, and that you are now seated at the right hand of God, that they will be saved if they believe these things, Father. Father, you said in your word that you were wounded for our transgressions and that you were bruised for our iniquities, and by your stripes we are healed. Jesus is Lord over COVID. Pestilence was nailed to the cross at Calvary. You will get the glory, Father, even in the midst of COVID and other pestilence. Jesus is Lord, and Father, we take comfort in your word according to Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thank you. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thank you, Father. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thank you, Jesus. There shall be no evil that befalls thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank you, Father, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under the feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Father, I thank you, and I thank you, Father God. I rebuke the spirit of untimely death, and I pray that during this time of pestilence and all other seasons, there will be no untimely death, and that they will all live out the days that you have ordained for them, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you have heard us as we pray, and that as we hearken unto your word, that we are abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, and no evil shall befall us. We thank you that the spirit of pestilence is being silenced now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Father. 5998.
Father God, we come before you right now, Lord God, and we break the curse of poverty over our lives, Father. You said, Father God, that we, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, that we can live under the Abrahamic blessing, Father God. You said that our vats will be overfilling, Father God. Lord, let us be tithers, Father God, into your kingdom. Father, right now in Jesus' name, we break the curse of poverty off of our lives, Father God. Lord, whom the Son has set free is free indeed from poverty, Lord. Lord, you hate poverty, Father. Lord, let us give and give into your kingdom, Lord. Right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray against physical pain, Father God, in our bodies, hiding in areas, Father God, that is hurting us, Lord God. We are not speaking it out, Lord, but we're speaking it out today, Father, over our mind, our heart, our back, from the top of our roof to the soles of our feet. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that you heal us, Lord. Heal our bodies, Father God. Heal us with your blood, Father God. Just one drop of the blood that was shed on Calvary can bring healing to our bones, healing to our mind, healing to every form inside and out of our bodies, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we come against the workplace witchcraft in our midst, Father God, as we go to work and do a service unto our God, because, Lord, we work unto the Father. But, Lord, there's people near and around us, Father God, that we may not know that is hurting us and that is doing witchcraft, Father God. Lord, we pray that you will expose the works of darkness, all the hidden works, all the peeping and muttering spirits, Father God, that are being sent forth as we are putting our hand to the plow and working, whether it be at a computer, whether it be with students in a factory, wherever it may be, Father God, we pray and we destroy the powers of witchcraft in the workplace, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you will give us eyes to discern what we are seeing and not doubt, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we'll go to the bathroom, we'll go to our cars, and we bind and break, Father God, all forms of witchcraft used against us to cause us to lose our jobs, cause us to lose favor with our bosses and those that work around us, Father God. We pray, Father God, that those that are around us, Lord, that we have favor with them, Father, and that, Lord Jesus, that you will go before us, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper, Lord, but that you will give us favor, mighty God, because, Lord, we are your children, and you will never see us begging for bread, not even a crumb, Father God. Not even a crumb, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now for what you are about to do in the workplace, Father God. Every evil intent, Lord God, turn it around for the good and for the glory of God. And, Lord, we pray that right now that you will give us favor with the bosses, favor with the supervisors, favor with everybody that works around us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray and we thank you right now, Lord God, that what you are doing, Father, You are setting up a firewall and a hedge of protection around those that you have called to be in the workplace, Father. So we thank you in advance that, Lord, that every testimony that is going to come through is going to be one that we can glorify our Father with, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 6786.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, I come to you according to the word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent. And Father God, I personally am sorry with a godly sorrow for having sinned against you, Lord, known and unknown. Father, I ask you to forgive me and us for the act of disobedience and rebellion, Father, that I have enacted against you. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive us for ignorance, omission, and commission. I renounce all of this as sin, and I declare and decree this day I turn away from them, and we turn away from them. In the name of Jesus, I break, cut, sever, loose myself and every Jesus believer from every covenant, agreement, control, attachment, assignment, contract, promise, request made through ignorance, spirits, powers, forces, or lies connected to or made in accordance with any spiritual union of the spirit of Satan and evil. That includes demons and demonic influence and spirit witches. That also includes covenants, agreements, rituals, spells, control, attachment, assignments, contracts, promises, requests, spirit powers, forces, lies, spirit unions of the spirit of Satan, demons, demonic influence, spirit witches made by any of my ancestors or our ancestors. Father, all the way back to Adam, on behalf of our bloodline, Lord, I ask, Father God, that you would forgive us. And I thank you, Lord, because you, Jesus, died on that cross and shed your innocent blood for all of these sins. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, in agreement with your word. And in the name of Jesus, and by the shed blood of Jesus, I nullify the curse of Deuteronomy 27:28. And every evil word, deed, thought, effect, or action that has been set charge against me and any Jesus believer, headliner, right now, and by the blood of Jesus, and any person living or dead, we nullify all of this in the name of Jesus. And I come against household witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every evil spirit that is coming against families, churches, godly friendships and unions. And Father God, I ask right now, I thank you, God, and I confess for my ancestors that they have sinned, I have sinned, and I agree, Lord, that our sins are rebellion against you. And I know, Father God, that you right now are moving and working, and I pray that your will be done, Father God, here on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the miracles. And, Father God, I ask that we would not move by the things that we are looking at with our eyes, that we will move by faith, God, no matter what comes against us, because we know what your word says. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. And every tongue that rises in judgment right now, I condemn it in the name of Jesus. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Father God, may we have in our hearts to serve you, Father, and may it be honorable to you. In the name of Jesus, I bind up household witchcraft. I bind up all necromancy, divination. In the name of Jesus, I bind up all anger, hatred, wrath, sin against the brethren. Father God, I bind up in the name of Jesus jealousy, lust, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. I bind you up in chains of fetters of iron with the blood covering of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command your powers, go to zero, go to the pit. Bound in chains of fetters of iron, never to return in the name of Jesus. And I cut off your communication to replace yourself in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask that you would seal the pit with the blood of Jesus. And God, I thank you. And I ask that you would unloose your holy warring angels to assist me and us every person that is listening on this line, Lord, and their bloodline. Father, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, babe. body over stone, break the arms of God.
I've got it.